T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The 5 keys for an Atlanta Falcons playoff run, a return to the postseason, a return to the form that needs to happen for the Falcons to get themselves in and be once again a force from the NFC South. Number one seems obvious. Matt Ryan needs to play at the form that he played at during the 16 and 18 seasons, independent of the pounding he took as a result of those stats from his sieve of an offensive line. That's a very loaded number one. But Matt Ryan, with single-digit interceptions, 38 touchdowns in 1 year, 45 in another, MVP-type numbers. You had a run to a National Football Conference championship in 1 year, and a 7-9 finish another year. That is at least a baseline of what you need from Matt Ryan in order to at least look like you are going to be a force in this NFC South. The second key, and this is something that Therese Paylor of Yahoo Sports said with me last night on our program here on 92.9 The Game, take at least 2 of 3 to begin the season against 3 teams that could possibly be division winners in their respective divisions. That's Minnesota on the road, Philadelphia at home, Indianapolis on the road. You need to win 2 of those 3 games and get to the bye week at least 5-3. If you're 5-3 by the bye, you've got a shot, because they don't play a division team before the bye. And if you think, hey, baseline 3-3 against the division, if you're 5-3 at the bye with 3-3 inside the division, you're 8-6 with your other 2 games being San Francisco and Jacksonville. 10-6 could get you back in the playoffs. So if you go 5-3 against this first 8 of Minnesota, Philadelphia, Indianapolis, Tennessee at home, at Houston, at Arizona, home Rams, home Seattle, I think you get into the playoffs as long as you go 500 in the division. And quite honestly, if you go better than 500 in the division, then maybe you win it. That's obviously, again, a tall ask, but I think a doable ask. I think that you're better than possibly what Houston can bring to the table. I believe you're better than Arizona. I think you can split the Rams in Seattle. And if the only game you lose is one of those 3 outside of Philadelphia, Rams and Seattle, you basically have a margin for error for 1 more game, and it could be possibly that Tennessee contest. But I think you can beat them as well. 5-3 by the bye is what you want to look for if you are Atlanta by the time we sit at the bye week being in week 9. Number 3, as far as the keys to getting Atlanta back to the postseason, will the real Vic Beasley please stand up? The contract year is undefeated in football. Vic Beasley, of course, wanted some long-term commitment made towards him. The lack of a return to form that he had in 2016 made sure that that was not possible. And because of that, he is now playing for his next contract in what is an all-important 2019. He saw his teammate Grady Jarrett, his line mate, and his fellow defensive counterpart Deion Jones both get lengthy contract extensions this offseason. He is going to see the Atlanta Falcons give Julio Jones the kind of deal that could make him a Falcon for life. But he has possibly the most uncertain future of anybody on this Falcons roster. He could go out this year and ball out, command the big deal from the Falcons in the offseason, or have the kind of deal that says, you know what, the Falcons might not trust him, and somebody else will overpay for him, or at least make that bank. But regardless, you have to, if you are Atlanta, reap the benefits of a highly motivated Vic Beasley in 2019 if you're going to have any semblance of success, because an inability to get a pass rush is what's going to lead the teams in this division running over you. You cannot allow Drew Brees free reign. You cannot allow Cam Newton free reign, even with that surgically repaired shoulder. You cannot allow Christian McCaffrey to run rampant all over you. You cannot allow Alvin Kamara to do the same. If the Falcons are going to have any success this year, Vic Beasley is going to have a monster year. Number four of your five keys for the Falcons to make a playoff run in 2019. Devontae Freeman has to play, if not a full season, as close to a full season as possible. Obviously, because of the fact that he did not play as much last season, people looked at the running back position and said, oh my goodness, what are we doing here? They did make the draft pickup of Olazen, Kenyon Barner, Ito Smith. All those guys are nice supplements to what's already there. But Devontae Freeman needs to be the Devontae Freeman of the Super Bowl year. He needs to be the Devontae Freeman that all you Falcons fans who were screaming at your TV during Super Bowl 51, run the football, run the football, run the football, Sark. I mean, not Sark, Kyle Shanahan, I should say. Run the football, Kyle Shanahan, I should say. He needs to be the kind of guy that you were screaming at your TV during Super Bowl 51, run the football, run the football, run the football, Kyle. He needs to be that guy again for Atlanta. Number one, that keeps Matt Ryan upright. That keeps the defense honest. And more importantly, it gives you a reason to believe that this team can put up the kind of points that they need to compete in what is a high-scoring schedule that you're playing. You're playing teams that can put up points. Each team in this division can put up points. The Rams and Seattle can put up points. So can Houston. So can Indianapolis. Philadelphia and Minnesota. If you look at the Falcons' schedule top to bottom, you're looking at probably some of the best offensive talent represented in the entire NFL, with the exception of maybe Jacksonville in the penultimate week of the season, and Arizona, who's coming in with a rookie quarterback. But the other 14 games, toe-to-toe, these will be good offenses. Even Tampa, I dare say. So you need as much offensive balance as possible to make things work. And the fifth key, fifth and final key, we need to see the next playmaker on the Falcon defense. Somebody whose name we haven't heard of. Because what was the big thing that made the Falcons a force in 2016? That defense that at the time was a no-name unit. Names that came across and made themselves known for the first time across the National Football League. Names like Keanu Neal and Ricardo Allen and Deion Jones, Grady Jarrett, Devondre Campbell. These were guys who in 2016 into 17 became household names in the NFL when they were previously either not known or not even in the league. Who is the next great playmaker? Is it Kendall Sheffield? Is it Isaiah Oliver? Is it somebody on the defensive line? John Kaminsky? Is it Sanat? Any one of those guys. They need the emergence of a new superstar defender. And if you get all five of those things to happen, Matt Ryan's season combined with him staying upright, 5-3, by the bye, 2 out of 3 in the first three. The reemergence of Vic Beasley, Devontae Freeman playing, if not a full season, close to a full season, and the emergence of the next defensive playmaker whose name that we haven't heard talked about league-wide. Those are the five things I think that you need to have happen if you're the Atlanta Falcons and you want a postseason run. This division, I've said it the entire summer, this division is the toughest division to win in football, in my opinion. Don't give me the NFC West. Don't give me anything in the AFC. This is the toughest division to win in all of football. I think all three of the top teams between New Orleans, Carolina, and the Atlanta Falcons all believe that they can win this division. And I believe, too, that the winner of this division is my favorite to win the Super Bowl.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.